Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only 6 numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these 6 numbers, 785-833.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up. Hey. This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go. Hey, what's happening, everybody? Morning, studio.
Morning.
All right, let's get to know. A little get to know Monday. Let me ask you a question. Just give me the answer. I'll go first so you guys have a little time to think about it since I did pick out the question. What's the most overrated saying of all time? The most overrated saying of all time. Now I'm going to go first. I hate when someone says, oh, I gave 110% or anything over 100% because you can't. 100% is all you got. That's the full capacity. And I understand you're going to give all you have. But that's literally 100%. And don't get me started on literally and figuratively, or they couldn't write it any better because you can always write it better. So that's my little collection there that I always harp on. So that's the most overrated saying to me, though. Anything over 100%. Amy.
Oh, I mean, I'm trying to think of any. Like, sayings don't really bother me at all. Like, those that you just named, I use all of them, and there's nothing wrong with
them.
Oh,
man. Oh, boy.
Like,
we can't be friends.
So no sayings are overrated?
No, I love them all. Like, glass half full. All the,
you're just thinking of all the
sayings?
Yeah.
Names. I hear you. I'm like, okay. Really? My answer would be that none get on my nerves.
Eddie?
It is what it is.
Love that one.
Oh, I don't mind that one.
Exactly. So dumb.
It is what it is.
Well, no crap. It is what it is.
Well, but I think you're missing the point.
What?
I think what it is means is like, this is the understood fact. There's nothing you can do about it. So you should go forth knowing that you can't really change the outcome.
Yeah, but you're going to react for whatever it is. Like, you know, it's like, oh my goodness. Or I cannot believe my bill was this high.
That has been declared and determined. Stop bothering yourself and putting in extra work worrying about it because you can't.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't change that factor. So stop trying to change it so you can put your focus on other positive.
Exactly.
It's funny you say, like, worry about it because I also hate no worries. No worries. We're worrying about it. So you can't say like, oh, no worries. No worries.
No worries.
But you're like Mr. Beach guy though.
No, I get it. But those sayings are dumb. Like everything, like if there's a problem, all right, let's talk about it. It is what it is. That's just dumb.
Stupid.
I think you say it is what it is just without those words.
How?
No, I'm saying.
It's all good. It's all good, man. It's all good.
We all have the right to be annoyed by whatever we want. But I think you say it is what it is. You just don't use those words.
Okay.
Like it is what it is means. There's nothing I can really do about the outcome of that. So what I must do now is move on with my life and not waste energy.
I do like, we'll be all right. We'll be okay.
What? Is that even a saying? I do like the. Wait, no, that's not a saying.
You never say we'll be all right?
I like, hello.
Okay. Or, yeah, I got it.
Yeah, yours aren't saying.
No, or we'll figure it out.
But that's not a saying.
That's not a saying.
That's not a saying.
That's just a
it
response.
Is what it is in a saying, and I respect the fact that you hate that one.
Yeah, I don't like that one.
But I was just trying to ask why you hated it, because you probably do say it just without those words.
It's just like, you can say no crap after every time. It is what it is. Well, no crap. You're not helping me.
But
I don't think you're understanding why it's said. It doesn't matter. I like it. You're a good guy, and I like it.
I like the saying, let's roll.
Lunchbox.
You can't have your cake and eat it too. No, you can. Like, you literally can have your cake and eat it. Like, you go to a birthday party.
It's not a literal saying.
Oh, yeah, no, I've Googled this before, and it's a little confusing, but then it makes sense.
Okay, because I hear it, and I'm like, no, you can have your cake and eat it, too. Like, if you want something, you can have it.
Literally,
like,
literally.
Yeah, but it's not meant as a literal saying. It means you can't, like, keep possession of your cake and then also eat it, because if you eat it, it doesn't exist anymore. It's in your belly. So you can't have it. You can't. Mostly they would say, if I were to break it down to today's terms, you can't hold your cake in your hands and also swallow it and eat it at the same time.
Yep.
Oh, I thought it was more of like your birthday cake is meant to be shared, not just for you.
See, that's what I'm saying. Like, it doesn't make sense. No one knows what it means.
Right. I agree with that. So, I think it's been misinterpreted. No, I think people know what it means. I think it's just not literal. But the meaning of it is you can't hold on to your cake while also eating your cake, and it's all going to be gone, then you'll have nothing to hold.
But why would I want to hold on to it if I have cake in my hand?
It's a stupid thing. I'm just telling you what it really means.
But the cake could represent, represents other things in your life.
It's not even about cake.
Like,
it
could be about you, like, you holding on the money.
It can. Yeah, it's not really cake specific.
Well, I'm not going to eat my money.
No, you don't have to eat it.
Okay, your burger. You can't have your burger and eat it, too.
It's not literal.
But what's the point of having a burger?
I don't know.
See, it's a stupid saying. Stupid.
I will agree that it... Because of the cake reference, it is a bit confusing. Okay. But yes, what it means is you can't have something, but also already have used it up.
Interesting.
Because you've used it up.
Well, I've been thinking of that saying all wrong.
Hey, but it is what it is.
Stop that.
Yeah, or so treat something poorly and then expect it to be like, you know, except to be okay or good. Like, you can't have your cake and eat it too. That's what, when I looked it up one time, that's what I got. I mean, I guess at the end of the day, Lunchbox found a pretty annoying one.
Yeah, it's just pretty annoying because the cake reference is stupid. Because I do like cake, and if I have it, I'm going to eat it, but I can't do them both at the same time.
Ooh, what about can't milk the cow for free?
No, that's not really what that is.
Never heard that one.
Can't have your milk and all that.
Drink it too?
This one is for living with people before marriage. Well, Why pay for the cow when you can get the milk for free? What is it?
Oh, yeah, that sounds right.
Why buy the cow when you can get the milk for free?
There you go.
But I don't get that.
Which means why pay money?
I know. It's horrible. It's horrible.
Like, Eddie, okay, why would I marry you if you're just going to have make sweet love to me every night for free anyway and not make me marry you?
Right.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
And eat cake.
Yes. That doesn't make sense.
Okay, well, that's pretty confusing, but we're here. Glad you guys are here. Hope to have a good show today. Hopefully it gets a little more less confusing than that. Let's go and open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. My fiance and I have decided to call it quits. We've been together 5 years. We got engaged earlier this year, but came to a mutual decision that marriage just wouldn't be best for either of us right now, and we called it off. There are several things we bought together over the years, and now we're trying to decide who gets what. On the list, 55-inch TV, washer and dryer, couch, bed. We're looking for a way to fairly decide who gets each thing. We listen to your show. Do we have a draft?
That's funny. A draft. That'd be hilarious.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
And it is funny, and it's good. Any advice is appreciated. I'll start choking.
But if they do it, they got to play that music.
That's from Break Up Betty is who sent this. So, okay, you know what? They weren't married, so legally, I don't really know, and they don't know either who gets what, unless you want to go and prove who bought it off of the credit card. But it sounds, too, like if you're both agreeing that this shouldn't happen, this marriage, that you're okay. You're never going to be great, but you're okay. So if there are only four things... You probably do a snake draft.
What's that?
The person who goes first gets the first pick, but then the second person gets the second and third pick, and then the fourth person gets the last thing.
That sounds fair.
Yeah.
If it's more than that, because it might be more than four things, it probably is. I don't know. I'm just in love with the draft idea now.
Yeah, but who gets the first pick?
You draw that one.
Yeah, right. Or you flip a coin.
And don't do one. Do best of like five.
Okay.
Especially if you're, and you have to have somebody there with you to be that middle person that's also the referee.
The commissioner.
Yeah, you got to have someone that flips it. You can't flip it yourself.
You can't flip your own coin.
Right.
That is true. Now, you can do this because I think that's hilarious. But what I would have said before they suggested the draft is you can kind of value everything out and split it based on the money part of it.
Exactly what you should do.
No, no, draft. Draft first.
Yeah.
No, you make a spreadsheet. You itemize everything. All the numbers are there. It's very clear. And you split it 50-50, however it shakes out.
Or you take a chainsaw and you cut each thing in half.
That's not
that's, no.
And you take, yes.
That's a value to nobody.
Well, let's see.
Yeah.
And also, what if I want the couch more than I want the TV, but the TV's worth more than the couch? Right, that comes into play. You could also play the dibs game.
So you still, that still works, and you can get the couch and he gets the TV, but then something else is going to replace that value, right? So if the couch is less, but you really want it and you get it, you're going to get something else that fills that gap of the price.
Okay. So the adult answer is put it all down.
Yeah.
What's it valued at now? And basically go halfway as much as you can.
As much as you can.
The real way to do it is to do a draft like we do on the show.
100%.
That's the way to do it.
And do a snake draft, though, because that's the only fair way to do it, is who goes first doesn't go third. It goes first, and then the next person goes second and third since they didn't get to go first.
Yep.
Like, to your couch point, like, Ben knew that I really wanted a new washer and dryer because we have had a front loader for a long time, and I want a top loader now. And so he's like, hey, I know it's probably easier to keep the washer and dryer at your house because you're not moving, but let's go ahead and move it to my house because I know you want a new one. So that's how we...
But you don't have it yet. Weren't you going to his house washing clothes still?
Yeah, I'm still have not gotten my top loader yet, but that's
back
okay.
Back order or just haven't?
That's okay.
You can also sell it all and split the money.
You can
do that.
That's
true, too.
That's the problem. Like, my roommate Mark and I, we were going to buy a Jägermeister machine when we were roommates, and it was like $400, and we looked at it, and we were just like, but then... Like, what happens when we are not roommates anymore? Who gets the Jägermeister machine? So we never pulled the trigger because we were going to split it 50-50 because we both loved Jaeger.
And cool story, man.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things. Like, we're going to cut it down the middle, so it is a hard thing.
Yeah, thanks for sharing that relatable story with
this
couple here.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because they already bought all this stuff. So yeah.
Nothing to do with Jaeger. Okay.
The value, split value, however you do that. But I would go draft. That's all. And I would record it. Send it to us. It's hilarious. All right. Thank you for that email. Email us anytime. Your questions, your comments, your life. You need life advice, give it to us. Morgan, what's the email address?
Mailbag@BobbyBones.com.
All right. Close it up.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Alpha males are being replaced with cinnamon roll men.
Oh, no.
What is that?
What does this mean?
Like, well, I would assume cinnamon roll man is the opposite of alpha males. Alpha males like, I'm here, I rule.
So this is like Eddie saying that women like the pudgy guys. Isn't that what Eddie says?
I don't think that has to do with physical.
Sweet.
Oh.
Well, it's the difference in Harry Styles, Timothy Chalamet. They're considered like cinnamon roll men.
Oh, got it.
Sensitivity, style, where alpha men are the Rock.
A manly man.
Yeah, the like, brawny guy.
Ray says he's an alpha man.
That's the question. Who's the most alpha man on this show?
Not even close.
Ray.
Yeah, Ray.
Ray, because
he tans, guys. He goes to the tanning salon.
But I think what is alpha? Because alpha doesn't mean just do push-ups. Mm. Alpha's like walks into a room and is a leader. Like in sports, there are alphas. People who go in and they go, you will follow me. I will lead you.
Oh, so do we say you?
You don't have to. No. It can be anything. It can be fighting. It can be leadership. It can be anybody. Alpha is A.
Okay. Well, then it's between you and Scuba Steve.
What?
You think Scuba's alpha?
Yeah.
Have you ever walked into a room with Bobby?
Like an alpha male is the dominant male. If there's a pack, who's the dominant male? If there
out
was
of all of us.
If there were a pack of me, Mike, Lunchbox, Eddie, and Ray, and Scuba, we were just living, running the prairie. Who would be the leader?
It's a no-brainer, Amy.
You naturally lead. So
I don't think you understand.
That who's rule. Okay? So let's eliminate.
Lunchbox is saying, like, he's messing with my head because you do things like, you know, more feminine type things at times.
But we don't need to say that.
Exactly.
We just keep going.
That's
what we're doing here.
We have lotions and stuff.
We don't need to go. I mean, we don't need to bring a bubble bath or anything, you know?
But by that definition of leader of the pack.
Yeah, that's what alpha is, the leader of the pack.
Okay.
So let's remove me, though. Let's take me out of it.
Scuba Steve.
Okay, so let's say of these guys. If who is the alpha male of the group?
Who am I picking between?
Of all, you can say Scuba again. Okay, I just wanted to get it out.
Scuba.
Because?
He's I just think that he would figure things out. He would naturally
But is he a type
us.
A personality? Because alpha males are also type A.
But these guys are not type A.
Yeah,
Lunchbox and Eddie are not.
Yeah, okay. Eddie's not type A.
I'm definitely not type A.
But Eddie's also an excellent type B because he knows he's not a type A. So he will fall in line and be a great type B. And also a big glue guy. Big glue guy.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
Appreciate that.
Yeah. Mike's also... Mike D, like...
But he's so quiet.
Yeah, he doesn't say anything, so
He'll
we can't really follow
out,
him.
I didn't say... Guys, you're attacking him. I didn't even finish my sentence.
We're not attacking him.
I literally just said Mike's name, and you guys start, like, knocking him down.
Well, I want to follow him. He just doesn't say anything.
Right, you know but I'm not... All I said was his name, and you guys just went to town on him.
Right. Okay, sorry
about
that.
Offended by this. Like, Mike is like the mad scientist, right? Who's figuring stuff out quietly behind the scenes. And I don't think that... he's not a vocal leader, so that would be tough to put him in the alpha. Lunchbox is very vocal, but isn't really a leader.
He's kind of full of it.
Alpha male, that group. Go. Scuba, second.
Oh, gosh. Second?
Right?
Oh, yeah. Is he still in it? Okay.
How do you think Ray is alpha? Ray is the most neurotic person ever.
But you can be neurotic.
He can't be a leader.
I got it.
That way.
It's Scuba, Ray, Mike D.
Whoa.
Lunchbox Eddie.
I would agree with that order. I'd probably put the leader.
Hold on.
Scuba and Mike, they're different, but it depends what the challenge is.
Yeah, what are we doing?
And obviously we're just doing
cooking.
Obviously
I got
we're doing the men here because we could add the women in. And
we just did the dudes. We said alpha male.
Right.
If we were camping, I would lead everyone because no one would know how to camp.
Would just be knowledge. I'm saying you have to walk into a room and who takes a leadership role.
Yeah, not me. I'm in the back.
And Ray walks into a room and has a leadership role? Have you guys ever walked into a room with Ray?
Ray's dominant in some situations.
When he's drunk?
That's true. When he's drunk,
that's the only time.
Why are you getting so offended?
Because you guys are blowing my mind with your list.
Well, do you think you're an alpha male just because you're loud?
I command a presence when I walk in a room.
You're loud.
Okay. Do you want a leader that's quiet and doesn't say anything?
Sometimes. If they're going to lead me better, I don't need to just hear somebody yell.
Here's what happens with Lunchbox. He's like, all right, we're doing this. And you start following him, and then you're like, why did we follow him? Like, what are we doing? Because he only thinks about himself. He's not thinking about the group that he's leading. It's just whatever he wants to do.
Eddie, when you think of Ray, do you think he's walking into...
Definitely not.
That's what I'm saying. Like, they're crazy.
I would still go, if I'm going manly man, which is a stupid, toxic term, I'm still going to go Ray of the group.
Manly man. But he does have a lot of lotions. A lot of lotions.
Lotions aren't bad, dude.
Okay.
That's why you think he's manly man, because he uses lotions also, so you relate.
Okay, let's do the categories. If you guys were fighting in a fighting tournament, who would win? Ray. If you were doing...
He's Scuba. He's pretty scrappy.
And Ray's in better shape. They'd be in the championship against each other, but I would still take Ray. Ray was a wrestler, too.
That's true. Forgot about that.
Mm-hmm. Ray, I'm on board with you.
Yeah!
Yeah, Lunch. Sorry, buddy. I don't think anybody picked you.
Okay. That's fine. You guys go with that army. Come in my army. We'll see who wins.
At what army? What would you be good at leading, though?
Morale? Absolutely.
You would tear us all down.
All you do is make fun of us.
That's what they do in the military. They tear you down to build you back up.
Have you ever been to boot camp?
No, but I have friends that have. Okay.
When have you ever built any of us up?
You would just tear us down the whole time.
In the history of your existence here, when have you ever built any of us up?
I've built some people up
publicly.
Every once in a while.
Who? Yeah,
go ahead.
Abby?
No, not Abby. Exactly. She doesn't need to be built up.
What else?
I've told people they do a good job every once in a while.
Negative.
Well, because maybe you don't do a good job, Eddie.
Okay.
Sorry. Mm-hmm. Okay, you made a great video, dude.
Okay,
good job.
Cinnamon roll guys. I'm probably the most cinnamon roll guy, though, at the same time. I'm being honest with you guys.
Wow.
I'm definitely got a little bit of cinnamon roll in me. But
that's interesting. You do fall into both categories.
That's impossible.
No. Oxymoron.
You're saying you can't be a cinnamon roll and an alpha male?
And alpha male. No, it's the exact opposites.
You can have sensitivity and style and also be a great leader.
Yeah.
No, I would like to hear your rebuttal to that instead of all right.
It's almost like you're an alpha male dressed in cinnamon roll.
Or I'm a cinnamon smelling alpha.
Yeah.
That's so weird.
Are you icing on
top? Okay, anything you want to say, Lunchbox, before we end this?
Hey, you guys have fun with your army. I'm going to be winning over here.
Winning what? But you're just saying words.
I'm just saying.
You also have to think that, like, you have ideas all the time, but who do you take them to?
And actually, the man with the money. But how much? What do you ever get done? What do you ever accomplish?
A lot.
As an alpha. No. I'm gonna ask a real question. Because you always have all these ideas. Like, what do you ever do as an alpha? An alpha gets crap done.
I get a lot of things done every single day.
Come on, list them.
I mean, I get my work done. I get my nap done. I get my family done.
Yeah.
All are very important. But your work, you're being told what to do. The nap is you relaxing.
Yeah. Hey, alpha, you don't think the president takes a nap?
I think alpha.
You don't think the nap? The president has rest times? You got to recharge your body.
For what, though? It's a great point.
To lead.
To lead where? What are you leading?
I'm leading my family.
To where?
To the promised land.
Okay. Yeah.
The promised land?
Oh.
Where is that?
Now he's Moses all of a sudden.
He leads the sore losers, right?
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay.
I mean, that takes a lot of work. So, I mean, thank you, Amy. Boom. Perfect. I mean, that's what I'm saying. Eddie couldn't even hack it. He had to quit.
I wasn't a leader. Alpha, I wasn't a leader of that.
He didn't like his leadership.
And
he
thought 100% leadership. I was alpha. Yeah, I'm not alpha.
He's not alpha.
Leave me out of it.
Well, to all the alpha males out there, keep being you. And Cinnamon Roll Man, we love you too. Right, everybody?
Yes.
No. It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
Thousands of tourists and locals visit the beachfront restaurant Shuckers in Fort Myers Beach every year, and many of them love the tradition of signing a dollar bill and then you tack it on the wall of the restaurant. We've all seen a place similar to this, right, where you tack money up, and eventually they run out of wall space. And then what do you think they do, Amy, when they run out of wall space?
They take it all down and start over? Use the money for something good?
Yeah, they use the money.
What
about they burn it? No, it's a traditional money burn.
No, they take it down for something good.
Once a year, the staff at Shuckers takes down all the bills and donates them to a local charity. I like it they do that. And then I wonder if people steal a couple bucks.
Interest.
Or they just sit there and like, I mean, if you're just sitting at a wall and there's a bunch of money there.
It's tempting for sure.
You don't have to watch people. Huh?
Is it though? Is it tempting?
Not to me.
I know, but Eddie said it's tempting. I don't think it really is perfect. To him. I could see for some people, but.
Shout out Shuckers. That is really awesome. Fort Myers Beach. Big fans of Fort Myers. All right, that's it. Thank you, guys. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
There's so many things to talk with Amy about. We do a segment called
Amy All the Time. Amy All the Time. Amy All the Time.
Are you ready?
Ready.
Number one. The voice request that work asked for you to do with your kids.
Yeah.
Was that weird?
Uber teens. Yeah. It's the first time I've ever seen a request that asked for my kids to be in the spots. And so I thought, okay. And I know that Uber's trying to promote their new teen part of the app where you can feel safe putting your teen in an Uber and they'll get there and they want my kids to try it and then vouch for it.
But mostly it was that they asked for your kids to be in a commercial.
Right.
And were they paying your kids separately?
Don't know the details of that, but you know they're going to ask for payment.
They'll want some of mom's payment.
Yeah.
How did you feel about that?
I guess I'm okay with it. I think Sashira would be totally down with it if they'll provide her with a coupon for free rides. Then she'll see if she really likes it, and then she'll share her opinion.
I saw a video of your son mowing the yard.
Yeah.
He looked like almost an adult.
Yeah, he's going to be 13 in August. So I could stick him in an Uber.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, no, your daughter going on a date? Did she go on a date?
She did. She said it was a group of friends hanging out, but it was guy, girl. And then Ben went to pick up the boy that was her friend that she was taking. And they, in the car, the whole way to Topgolf, he played that song, Cleaning This Gun.
Oh, the Rodney Atkins?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Is it weird to you that your daughter's going on dates?
Well, I was calling it a date. She wants to clarify. It's just friends, Mom. But I mean, come on. So I thought it was fun. Like I drove over.
But if
over
it's
to,
only those two, if he's picking up him and he's taking two at a time, even to meet up with other twos, it's like a triple date.
It's what it felt like to me.
Yeah.
And so, I drove over to Ben's to see her off and wave. It's fun. I was like,
No,
not with him. The boy wasn't there.
Okay.
Ben drove.
Oh, thank goodness.
Did you show up at Topgolf and just happen to hit a few?
No.
Amy shows up dressed like one of the waitresses. Just to check. Oh.
I didn't go. And then, Ben didn't stay. He wasn't there. But I just thought in that moment, I was like, this is fun. I like watching my kids get older. I'm here for it.
So, and don't say it, but did the kid have a weird name or something?
Mm-hmm.
Will you write it down?
Well, not weird, but it's like, you know, you want your, if your daughter's going on a date, do you want it to be with, I don't even know how to.
Don't put the camera on, Amy.
Spell it, quite honestly. I can't see anything. But you know, can you see?
No way, that's the name of the kid. No way.
Yes. It's like,
that's
she
a
said,
nickname.
No.
Amy, she show
said,
it.
She
that's
said,
a nickname.
I said, so.
I would not want my daughter going out with a kid with that name.
I said, so who are y'all picking up?
Billy.
And Ben and I are both like, what?
I never heard of a human with that name unless it was a nickname of like a wrestler.
Right. So
wrestler,
anyway,
Undertaker.
I don't know. They're
Road Warrior.
They're probably just friends, but whatever. It's still
that's really the kid's name. Are you sure that's not a nickname?
As far as I know, that's his name.
I think that's crazy.
But I wouldn't want to say his name on the radio.
Yeah, no, we definitely won't do that. So you were in a store, and I think this is an interesting thing to talk about: trying on clothes inside of a store. Most of the time you go into the dressing room.
We were at Dick's Sporting Goods, yeah. And this guy just stripped down, wanted to try on a shirt. So he took his shirt off and then put on the shirt he wanted to try on. And I'm like, okay, well, for guys, I get it. Y'all get to do that. I've seen girls do before with like a sports bra, but they kind of go over to the corner or whatever and they feel like I'm just trying to do this.
They take the shirt all the way off? The bra all the way off?
No, they have a sport, like a sports bra that covers a lot of things.
No, they have a sports bra on under their shirt.
Oh, they make sure they're trying a sports bra in the middle of the store.
No, but like men, y'all just get to, I'm like, well, how convenient for him. Mm-hmm. Because the dressing rooms were all the way in the middle other side of the store. And so I was like, he just got to rip his shirt off and try it on.
I don't go skin though.
No, we don't do that.
I do that.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, if I'm going skin, I'll go in a room just out of respect to everybody else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't go skin in the floor. I don't think. Yeah, I don't go skin. If it's like a button up and have a t-shirt on, maybe I'll put it on over it or
yes.
A hoodie.
Yeah.
Slide a hoodie over a t-shirt.
That's fine. Anybody can do that. Yeah. But this was no shirt off, shirt on. I was like, okay.
That's funny. Yeah. All right. And finally, you hypnotize yourself.
Yes. This was back when I was sick. I was so desperate for sleep that I just pulled up YouTube and I typed in meditation to cure yourself. And this hypnosis came up for if you have a cold or flu. And I did it. I listened to the whole thing. I don't know if it's part of what healed me, but maybe. I was talking to my white blood cells. It's weird.
Oh my. I bet if you just happen to look in Amy's window then and see her talking to her white blood cells, you'd be
I was laying in bed. I don't say it out loud. In my brain, I'm talking. I'm like, okay, white blood cells, now travel. Like, she guides you. It's a guided hypnosis.
And you don't know if it worked.
Well, eventually I got better.
Yeah, her white blood cells got better.
I think I did go to sleep, but I had to picture. She's like, okay, picture syrup pouring down your throat. I went body by body. Like, I started in the head and moved to throat and then chest. So I don't know. I had a clip at some point.
Here.
Feel that this has repairing elements in the syrup that unite with your body's natural ability to heal and repair. You do not need to know how or what this is, in the same way that you do not need to know how your body automatically heals a cut or a bruise. Your mind is simply a catalyst which ignites and increases your body's healing strength.
Mm-hmm. Feel like Mary Poppins.
Mm-hmm. Spoonful of sugar.
Yeah.
Well, that was the throat part, the syrup. Mm. And that, I mean, honestly, I had a sore throat. It felt nice.
Did you pay for that?
Wait, did it work? The sore throat thing?
No, I'm just saying, like, I laid there. I was very calm, and I was like, okay. I'm not above trying it again if I'm sick next time. Mm-hmm. Listen, I was desperate.
I got hypnotized in college once and clucked like a chicken, but I faked the whole thing, right? Got on stage, and they were like, everybody that's not falling for it, you're out. And I was like, surely they're going to say I'm out. They let me on. I performed. I was faking it the whole time. So I never really believed in hypnosis. We went on a vacation last year. I've never told this story. Then there was like this wellness center at this place we were staying, and you could go and they would do like screenings or you'd exercise or food, and they had a hypnosis. They had like yoga meditation, but somebody would do hypnosis. And I told my wife, I said, I want to go do hypnosis just for anxiety. And she was like, I think that's great. And she goes, she doesn't think I really believe that's going to work for me. But I was like, I'm trying new things. I'm going to be hypnotized for anxiety. I'm really going to get working on it. I went in and was like, can you make me a better golfer? And then I had him hypnotize me. I paid like $100 to be hypnotized to be a better golfer.
Did it work?
I never told my wife. Nope, didn't work at all.
out of hypnotizing, like, when you see the ball, you will feel. Stop. And she's like,
that's not what they did. They said that when you see the ball.
It was about hypnotizing. No, because they'll hypnotize you about whatever. And my wife was like, how was it? And I said, I feel so much better. You know, I really feel like I'm going to start being my inner. And really, I was like thinking, okay, I just hit an 8-iron. Like he just said, just focus on that. But that's what I did.
But I think the reason why it didn't work is because you're not believing in it.
That's not how things work.
I feel like with that, they say you have to believe in what you're doing. There has to be
It's like medicine. If you give me medicine that works, but you say you don't, it's not going to work unless you believe it. It's still going to work if I don't believe it or not.
Right, but think about the placebo. Like, you're believing.
But there's another, there is that avenue, but that's not it. That's not the
don't. I'm just saying, maybe.
If you give me medicine and you say, okay, now you have a sore throat, but I'm going to give you some medicine to fix your sore throat that's been proven to work. I cannot believe it all day, but if it's proven to work, it's going to react to my body in the way that makes the sore throat go away. Right?
Yeah. Unless it's not really not proven to work.
But that's the thing. A doctor can say to you
that's proven.
Hey, I know that
we're not talking about placebos. Placebos don't work in everybody.
But I'm just saying, but for some people, that's part of it. Mm-hmm. And why doctors...
My 8-iron got no better. I never admitted to my wife. That's why I went in there.
Bottom line.
Okay, that's Amy all the time. Amy all the time. Amy all the time. Amy all the time. It's called micro cheating. So it's not like you're making out with somebody else or sneaking around on your husband or wife, but there are micro cheats.
Okay.
What do you think a micro cheat is, Amy? Give me an example of what you, just by the term.
Flirting.
Okay, that could be considered a micro cheat. Sure. Eddie?
Yeah. Texting.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Just like conversation text.
You know what I mean?
Lunchbox?
I would say just like a little cheat, like a little kiss here, a little kiss there.
Well, no, I think that's cheating.
No, it's micro. Like,
I think that's physical. I think that's cheating. A little kiss is a little kiss.
A little kiss here, a little kiss there, cheating?
All right, a little hold hands.
Okay.
That's micro.
Yeah, okay.
PDA? Well, PDA... I mean, yeah.
Hold hands PDA, though.
Linger hug.
Oh, a long hug.
Yeah.
That feels creepy more than sexy. A linger
hug. He says linger hug.
A little kiss here.
Or like unknown lunch, like without telling your spouse. Like that's a micro cheat.
Oh, man.
That's like a mid.
Yeah, man. I don't know.
Oh, that's like a cheat. That's tough. Oh, a secret lunch. That's a cheat.
No, not if nothing happens. What if you're just eating?
Well, then why not tell?
Yeah, tell her then.
I understand, but that's why it's a micro-cheat. Because like it could have led somewhere, but it didn't. It's a micro-cheat.
So micro-cheats are exactly what they sound like. It's not full cheating, but it's little. And there isn't a for sure list of things that goes into the category. We can kind of insert our own. But some of them, for example, are, let's say I am married and I meet Eddie. And I like Eddie. And I'm like, oh, man. I'm just not going to tell him I'm married. I'm not going to try to do anything. But if I don't tell him I'm married and he's like flirting with me back, that's a micro cheat. You're not giving away the status of your relationship.
Interesting.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Not inviting your partner to like events because you don't want them to like see other people that you might have flirty relationships with at work. Micro cheating.
Okay.
You don't like that one?
Well, I don't know. I feel like there's another name. We need to figure something out.
there's a fundamental issue. Yeah.
Well, right.
That's probably all of these.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's why you're doing it.
You guys didn't mention this one, secretly messaging someone.
Yeah, text.
He said text.
It did say text.
But
you were thinking like Facebook chat.
It doesn't matter. But if you're messaging someone and you don't want your partner to know about it, that's where it gets...
Oh, Snapchat, because it disappears.
Well, you can do that on Instagram, too.
People
you can do the, what do they call it? Morning, what do they call Instagram DMs? You make it go away.
Vanish mode.
Vanish mode. Thank you, Lunchbox. How do you know that? Okay.
Yeah, how do you know that?
But again, that's all just not letting your person know. It's almost like anything that you're hiding from them is a micro cheat. If it has to do with your relationship. So, like, my wife wouldn't care if I was just texting Amy or Morgan or Abby. She doesn't care if I just text females.
Yeah, but Cindy.
Who's Cindy?
Who's Cindy?
Exactly.
What? Wait, who is that?
My aunt? My aunt Cindy?
No, if it was like somebody we didn't know.
Right. If I was just keeping it from her, I think that that would be not good, right?
Who's Cindy, Bones?
Dude, my aunt. I told you I have an aunt, Cindy.
Wow.
What about liking someone else's social media posts?
Oh, you can do that.
Everybody does that.
Yes. That's public.
That's public cheat.
Exactly.
But no, unless it's public cheating.
It's not cheating.
But what if you don't really like anybody's, but you only like...
Oh, the bikini girl pics?
That's sus. Yeah. But that's not cheating.
Yeah, that's sus, but not cheating.
Yeah.
Okay, okay. Having inside jokes with someone of the opposite sex who isn't your partner?
What? Oh, that's nothing. No, that's not big deal.
That's come like on. All of us.
I'm just reading... Cindy. Are we just a big group of micro cheaters?
No, but we have a lot of inside jokes that people might not get.
Like yeah, I think, though, it would be if you're doing it with someone you're kind of flirty with, yeah. More so than professional. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So micro cheating, that's anything I've missed from the list?
Lunchbox?
Oh, man.
Little kiss here.
Well, that's what I was thinking.
Little kiss there. If you told your wife you kissed somebody.
As long as there's no tongue.
Right, right now, like last Friday, you were out. And you accidentally smooched her on the lips. And that's what you said.
She'd be okay as long as there's no tongue.
That's not true.
I brought the audio in, guys. I brought the audio. Mm-hmm. I mean, that is our rule.
Your rule is you can kiss whoever you want, no tongue.
Yeah.
So if you're with a girl and you guys, like, you just start kissing all over your faces, but no tongue.
As long as your mouth doesn't open.
Correct. Just kissing all over your face.
No tongue.
All over the face, I don't know.
Well, you said no tongue.
Good point.
But you could just do this.
Yeah.
And your wife would not care.
Don't think she'd care. She said she doesn't. That's been our rule since day one.
I don't remember this audio.
Has it ever happened?
Oh, when we were dating, I went into a bar and knew the bartender kissed her right on the lips.
Like as a hello?
Yeah, like a hello. That was our greeting.
On the lips?
Well, he does kiss his dad on the lips too. So
yeah, that's true. Right.
But the bartender?
Else. Yeah. Well, I mean, we had a thing back in the day, but.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, the thirsty nickel. Come on now.
Okay.
Thirsty nickel. Hey, Morgan, any micro cheats that you would consider that we did not bring up?
One that I think about a lot is emotional cheating. Like if they're becoming emotionally connected to somebody else, like they're confiding more in another person than me.
Mm-hmm.
That would be one to me. And the social media one is a thing. Like I definitely pay attention to how people interact on social media. Liking pictures and
comments, likes.
Yep. And how they're interacting. Is there a specific person they're liking a lot of and not other people?
How do you figure that out, though? Like you go to multiple people's pages and see.
Yeah. Honestly, sometimes it'll show up on your explore page if somebody you know or interact with a lot shows up.
Gotcha.
And then you start seeing they like it and it keeps popping up more and more. It's pretty easy to find it.
Research.
Yeah.
So you go searching, though.
Yeah, you gotta do a little FBI investigation.
Ray, any micro cheats?
The liking of the pictures, I mean, is the social media. That's micro cheating because especially if some people's spouses and partners aren't on social media, I mean, you could micro cheat easily. I would say those are the people that are most suspect. If one of their partners doesn't have social media, watch out.
You say that like you know somebody.
Oh, I mean, No. I'm speaking from personal.
Ray said, the question was, the hottest jobs, and Ray goes, crumble cookie girl. Uh-huh. And we were like, that's oddly specific.
Very.
That girl.
I was really trying to say the lady at the bakery at the grocery store, but I couldn't get that word out, so I just said crumble cookie.
Yeah, we hear you, buddy. Okay. Well, everybody, micro cheating's a thing.
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Right. Don't do it.
Don't micro, little kiss there. The Bobby Bones Show. A voicemail from Tabitha in Indiana.
Well, I pulled an Amy. I dropped something in the grocery store and just burst out crying. It wasn't because I dropped it. It was just led up to all kinds of other things building up. But your show today made me laugh so hard when you were talking about the rankings of who's the hottest. So funny. Brightens my day. Makes all the other things just melt away for at least the time I'm listening to your podcast. I just want to thank you guys. You're the best.
Thank you for the message. A couple things to unpack. One, Amy told a story about her dropping some stuff and just crying. That's all. That's that story.
It happened.
Yeah, I don't mind that. I take that as a compliment.
Two, Scuba Steve did a bit where he took all of our faces, put them into a symmetry program, and said, here's the hottest and here's the ugliest. It didn't make some people feel good. I felt like it was a bit unfair. But he was like, let's do it again. Mm-mm. And then I said, hey, did people send you pictures? Because nobody sent me a picture. I was like, yeah, because I didn't make people feel good.
Nobody wants to do it again.
He said, then I'll just walk around and take people's picture with my phone today. Because we did a bit last week. I was like, I don't think that's probably the best idea.
And I ranked on it pretty good. I don't want to go down the ranking because I think I ranked a little too high.
Yeah, honestly. You had a good one.
Yeah. So we're going to punt that bit. But it was funny. But had I known that was the outcome of it, you can listen to the podcast. I don't think I would have done the bit. I felt like it would, like, come on. Morgan and Abby aren't the two worst looking people on the show.
Right. No, that's crazy.
Then who are?
It's not a fun game.
Then who are?
We don't play that.
Yeah, I played. We play secretly when you're not around.
Come on. Oh,
yeah, that's cool. It's cool. Yeah, you always win, though. You're always first place.
I know I am.
All right, let's do the next voicemail, number four.
So this is actually for Mike D or D Stroh. I was in my first 5K, which I actually walked. It's insane. I can't believe that you actually run 15 to 20 miles for fun. Ugh. Crazy. So my question, though, is how in the world do you stay motivated? I need some more details as to how I can keep this going. So any help and tips would be helpful.
I just see Mike's Instagram stories, and it's like, went for a run 16 miles today.
Crazy.
Which is crazy. Give her a tip, Mike.
The key is starting out small. When I first started running, I would just try to finish a mile. So just add on to that as you go. Don't try to go do a 10K your first time. Just do a mile.
16, 17, 20 miles.
Oh. And that's how I did it. I just added a mile each time and I went further and further.
No, that's how you do it every day on Instagram.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't even like driving 20 miles and he's out running it.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So, Bobby, is being called sensitive a compliment for you?
Context.
Yeah.
Like, hey, I can enjoy that you're very sensitive about this issue because it means a lot to me. That's a compliment. Hey, Mr. Sensitive, freaking relax.
Not a compliment.
I do not like that one.
Yeah, I think overall, just like being a sensitive person.
Yeah, I think guys, because of the masculinity the assignment, like we don't want to be sensitive. But most guys would probably be a little offended, yes.
Okay, well, most men now are starting to see it as a compliment. Whereas women, if they get called sensitive, they're not seeing it as that. It's almost like it's just reversing. But I think it's great if we all could be sensitive.
If we're sensitive to each other's needs, yes. If we're sensitive because we're little boo-boos, no. Yeah. Like, stop being so sensitive sometimes whenever I tell a funny joke. Not you, Amy. Mm-hmm. These two knuckleheads over here.
Will we get offended?
Yeah, and you're like, oh. Don't be sensitive. You know?
We don't really get sensitive.
How in touch with your own feelings do you think you are?
I don't have a lot of feelings.
Oh, man.
I have empathy towards people that have been through similar things that I have, but I can compartmentalize very easily. I think I've had to my whole life. Mm-hmm. And I can repress everything for a long time.
But you have awareness of that?
Absolutely. Oh, I have hyper awareness.
Is that a talent?
No, it's a survival skill. Okay. So not something I'm even proud of, but I'm great at it. I mean, what do you mean to repress? Watch, let's do a game.
Okay.
All right. Let's talk about something real sad. I'll repress it real quick. Yeah, I'm very aware of it, but yes, I can do that pretty easily. All right, what else?
There's a sportscaster in Minnesota. His name is Chris Long, and he worked in 47 Taylor Swift songs into one of his segments.
So annoying. I haven't heard it, but it's like weather people who are like, can we do a Snoop Dogg song? Am I going to be annoyed by this?
This is sports.
Okay.
All right, hit it.
It's me. Hi. Want to commemorate Taylor Swift's weekend takeover of Minneapolis? Well, if so, you belong with me. If not, you're on your own, kid. Ready for it? Twins fans knew all too well a cruel summer might develop if they didn't find some daylight this week, but they got out of the woods with 3 straight wins.
No.
He also,
I don't like
in
it.
No, just do the sports.
Yeah, and I like Taylor, and I like sports.
Yeah, so cool or lame.
And trying too hard. Take it from somebody who tries too hard sometimes. Me. That's trying too hard. Like, just let's begging to go viral. I'll watch this. I'm going to go viral. Good effort. I can respect it, but yeah, cringy. Yeah. What else?
Alan Jackson is parting with his fishing boat.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Hull Billy made me think of Eddie because he wants to live on the ocean.
Let's buy it.
Fishing boat, like a flat bottom or like a big, like.
Yeah, what kind of boat are we talking?
I mean, you fish off of it, but it looks fancy.
Oh, it's like a small yacht.
Yeah.
We probably can't buy that. Yeah, it's like deep sea. Yeah, yeah.
It's a 68.
I was thinking like an Evan Rude on it.
Me too.
Had like a 40, a little Evan. Like a tractor. Flat bottom. Yeah, a little trolling motor. No.
Yeah, it's a 68-foot sports fishing yacht that comes completely decked out.
How much?
$8.2 million.
Yeah, we can't do it.
Oh, my God. For a boat?
Yeah, it's crazy, right?
Oh, my gosh. $8 million for a fishing boat?
I mean, that's a lot of money.
I mean, I wouldn't pay a dollar over $6 million.
I mean, it doesn't even look that big.
I mean, yacht, I mean, it's... I don't know what's so fancy about it. It has four rooms.
I can't imagine paying money for a boat.
Dude, $8 million.
I don't even like boats, I'll be honest with you.
$8 million better look like a mansion on water. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what I think.
I was kidding about $6 million, but there's no chance.
Zero. It says it here. It has beautiful Linda Ashley interior.
Who's she?
I don't know.
Is it her skin?
But it would be cool to be like, yeah, this used to be Alan Jackson's boat.
Yeah, but not for $8 million. Nothing's that cool.
Mm. Yeah. Okay, so Eddie's not getting.
No, I'm not getting that one, Amy.
Dang, that's why. You get like six houses, six awesome houses.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah.
For that boat. All right, that it, Amy?
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories. It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
Kayla Glass, she's a 911 operator, and she gets a call one day from these people that see an 18-year-old boy who's stuck underneath a concrete slab. They say, he's not breathing. We don't know what to do. So Kayla thinks quick, says, all right, we don't have time. Put me on speaker, and she instructs everyone there. They're all strangers that see the boy. All right, you got to pick up the concrete slab, get it off of him, and then once you get to him, let's do CPR. She instructs him step by step, and because of this, she saved the boy's life. By the time paramedics got there, he was good.
Dang.
Wow.
Yeah, amazing. And here's the crazy thing.
How did he get caught under the concrete? Do you
know? Don't know. I don't know if it was a construction site or what. No idea.
He just walk up and he's under concrete. I'd freak out too. Okay, what's the crazy part?
Crazy part is that the 911 center awarded Kayla a lifesaver pin. It's not her first time. She's done it twice in her career. So she's a hero, man.
Wow. You'd almost think she's setting these up.
Just to get the pin.
Yeah. No, that's awesome. Good for her. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for four lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with four lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's better, H-E-L-P.com.